This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, feels good to be back in the studio. Today is Tuesday, and we're starting the week off with my good friend Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Fantastic. By the way, in my blog today, on Friday night at 7:30 p.m., we started taping a panel show for autoimmune disorder and disease reversal. Anybody out there who's suffering from autoimmune disorders or diseases, you must listen to this show. It was with Whitney Ross Gray, Sarah Ballantyne, Paul Jaminet, and Dr. Terry Walls, who, by the way, Dr. Terry Walls has reversed multiple sclerosis in herself and other people following her protocol. Talking about autoimmune disorder, it's a wonderful podcast, commercial free, and you can get it by going to my blog. It's there today, and you can download the MP3. I must tell you, whether you suffer from an autoimmune disorder, whether you know someone who suffers from an autoimmune disorder, or whether you just want to make sure that you don't develop diseases later on in life, you must listen to this panel show. It's unbelievable. The information that is given freely, Rob, in this discussion, if you had to go to a seminar and hear these people speak independently, it would cost you hundreds of dollars. Whitney Ross Gray orchestrated this months ago and put it together because she is driven to fight against autoimmune disorders, which can all be prevented and reversed. And it's an amazing interview. Rob, you need to help me pass it around too on the internet.
I will. You know, I've been to tons of seminars and wasted more money than I care to admit, but when you find somebody like that that's passionate about what they do and is spreading the word, don't let free mislead you. There's a lot of great information there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so anyway, how you doing, Rob Regish?
I'm doing great. I'm breathing a little heavy because Tabata bodyweight squats and Def Leppard from the 80s are great. they're a great mix, man. I was telling my friend Jennifer, I texted her right before the show, I said, listen, living in the past is highly underrated.
That's really true.
Tell
me, for those who don't know what Tabata is, explain what the progression of exercise rest periods and the number of these exercise periods, if you will, that you do in a Tabata session.
Well, at its simplest, Tabata was a Japanese researcher who came across a way to combine, you know, a lot of workload in a very short period of time. And specifically what I do is I will do as many body weight squats as possible within a 20-second time period and then rest for 10 seconds and then repeat that cycle up to 8 more times.
Now, think about this for a second. Those of you listening to this, it sounds eerily similar to CrossFit, what Tabata came up with. And one could almost say that CrossFit took Tabata to a different extreme entirely.
Yeah, and I mean, think about the time efficiency. It's what, 8 minutes total? And believe me, you know, you'll be lying on the ground grasping for air if you're pushing yourself.
Well, there's a lot of people who do variations of it. So they'll do Tabata for time. They'll do 10 snatches followed by whatever's left in the minute rest, and they'll do that for 10 minutes. These are all variations of Tabata, but basically what Tabata is density training. You do a movement for a specific period of time, you rest for a very, very short specific period of time, and then you do it again. You do these in cycles. And you want to see something that builds strength and conditioning. This is it.
Yeah, and the second part of that equation is really, I'm finding what's important. You talked about strength and conditioning. Well, I know a lot of big, strong guys, and I mean 300-pound strong guys. But they'll all tell you their strength is predicated on the base of that pyramid is what? Conditioning. Because if you're not in shape, if you're not in condition, there's no way you're gonna be able to hang with those guys during a workout, weight for weight, rep for rep. And you can even extend that to body weight training to level the playing field. You have to have your conditioning nailed down in order to optimize your strength.
Okay, by the way, I just got an email from Steve Lapidus. I have to do this. I have to plug the Power Patch today. There's a buy one, get one free for those of you who missed out on the growth hormone patch called the Power Patch by AgeForce. Rob, what's going on with your use of the fat-burning patch? Any updates, any news at all?
You know, I have not put the tape measure to it. Tomorrow is the day that I do that. It'll be 2 weeks. But I continue to see temperature elevations in the neighborhood of about a degree and a half. Now, I usually run a little low. Shade over 97 degrees is quote-unquote normal for me. Within 90 minutes of putting on the fat-burning patch, it jumps up to 99, 99.2, right about in there. So, you know, T2 is the real deal, folks. And whether that's, you know, going down the hatch or ideally going through the skin where there's a much more gradual release, it works. And I will have the tape measure numbers, good, bad, or indifferent, when I'm done with this.
I know you're waiting for the tape. You see any difference at all, like that, anecdotally? Do you see any difference where you're expecting the tape measure to be different?
It's tough for me to tell. I'm going to ask a trusted friend. I do know the shorts definitely feel a little looser. Now, whether that's because of, you know, the time of day or the food that I've been eating, I'm not quite sure. I can tell you this. I haven't changed my diet, and I haven't changed my training protocol. All I am doing is applying that patch every other day as recommended, and you cannot fudge a thermometer.
Right.
That's one thing that you can't fudge. But
yeah. Obviously, that's a biological process that's changing in the face of using this supplement. So that's pretty interesting. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first commercial break early because then we're going to start off with lots of good questions. The first question is going to be from Joey Gleason. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. You can get a copy of the Blueprint plus the Blueprint Bulletin for 3 months free and the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in one workout session, which was produced by the Superhuman University, all together at a ridiculously low price. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today and show Rob some love. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? AgeForce can help. Try the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Welcome back. Well, you're getting a lot of these questions. Everybody wants to know what you like. This one comes from Joey Gleason. He says, I doubt you're running low on questions for the Blueprint Power Hour, but I've noticed that you had quite a few questions lately similar to tell me Rob's favorite three backs for move and moves for back and chest, Rob's top three favorite recovery supplements, all this sort of stuff. How about this? Rob's top five books that he's read, whether they are workout-themed, lifestyle, goal-setting, or even some relaxing fictional work. I think everybody would love to hear your top five books on our short list. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I'll give you five and then one bonus. So here's, I just picked these randomly off my shelf the other night. One is Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade. You've heard me go on about that. Two, the book No Easy Day by Mark Owen, and that details the raid that killed Bin Laden. Three, Becoming a Supple Leopard by Glenn Cordoza. Picked that up at the bookstore the other day. Four, I'm a subscriber to Aviation Week in Space Technology, which is a periodical dedicated to primarily military aviation breakthroughs and so forth. Five, The Intelligent Asset Allocator, How to Build a Portfolio to Maximize Returns and Minimize Risk by William Bernstein. And finally, The Bible. I'm really not a fan of fiction because I find the old saying true. Truth is stranger than fiction. And while I need to stay on top of virtually everything that is related to physical culture because of my job here, I think it's important to have other interests, you know, to stay well-rounded. For example, that book, No Easy Day, is a great read, and it's an illustration about the sacrifices made by our men and women in uniform that I don't think the average American appreciates. You know, these guys and women go through hell being separated from their families and so forth so that we can, what, sit here and, you know, talk about our favorite things, our own pursuit of happiness. So that was a great read. And I've always been fascinated by military aviation. I go to air shows all the time, and once the pilots think I'm a pilot. And my interest, believe it or not, in aviation goes back even further than physical culture. So investing in money management, you know, that's something that, frankly, you know, money isn't everything, but let's face it, it helps to have some around. And I think it's a crime that you can earn a PhD in this country without taking a single course in personal finance, never mind how to secure your financial future. And if that isn't corrected soon, we're going to have legions of people eating Alpo under a bridge somewhere in retirement, and that's sad. And finally, you heard me mention the Bible, okay? Now, I don't wear this on my sleeve, but I'm not ashamed to mention it either. You know, credit to Frank Robles. I hope you're listening, brother. I believe in a higher power, and I know a lot of other great lifters do too. I think Wade Johnson and I both spoke at length about this, one of those roundtable episodes that we have. It's kept me grounded, and it has given me a great sense of peace during some terrible, terrible times in my life. But whatever you read, know this. Good or bad, it builds into the very pillars of your psyche. Meaning, be careful what you put into your brain, because thoughts and ideas have a way of creeping into other areas of your life. And the choices that you make are dictated in part on what you read and consequently believe. So I guess if there's a message here is read things that strengthen you physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. They're only going to benefit you.
The next question comes from Ilya Poznak. He says, He says, I'm having to read off of my computer today because the printer, I'm out of black ink, so I couldn't print this off. I apologize. I've been taking Synthogen for a while now, second bottle. I'm liking what I see. However, I'm thinking I'm not consuming enough carbohydrates to see its full effect. Only four of my main meals contain about 30 grams of complex carbs coming from buckwheat or sweet potato. Any veggies I choose to include as well, but he's not counting those, obviously, as his carbs. I also usually have around 20 grams of Mucuna honey, great stuff, pre-workout in my coffee, which would put me a total carbohydrate intake of around 150 grams a day. Do you think that's adequate? I'm 188 centimeters, 6'2", 90 kilograms, which is about 190 pounds, right? 24 years old male, obviously. By the way, I also got TQ in the mail, Tranquiligen, I guess he means, the other day. Yeah. I'm learning all the codes. I'm you young guys, you know, and your codes. In the mail the other day, and I'm a huge fan. Deep, very deep sleep. Wow. Almost to the extent I don't want to get up and train at 6 a.m., and that's just from one capsule. I think you should dip your toe into the pre-workout pool next just to make sure we can get it in Australia. I guess, yeah, because of the craze thing, I guess, right? Yeah. Very cool. I you know what? I haven't tried Tranquiligen yet. I guess I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see to it. I think we're doing, I know sample packs are on the docket, so as soon as I can get those to you, I certainly will.
Okay.
But
okay.
with respect to the question at hand, especially at 6'2 and, it looks like around the 200 pound mark, yes, likely need more carbs. Why? Because one of Synthogen's attributes is to act as a very powerful glucose disposal agent, meaning more of the carbs that you eat are stored as glycogen. And I would suggest doing that by adding just 50 grams of carbs a day for, you know, 1 week at a time. Don't go overboard. Don't just start slamming hundreds of extra grams every day. Just 50 extra grams a day. And look to get that extra immediately post-workout or first thing in the morning on off days. Now, you certainly have the height and the frame, and it's important to be consuming enough carbs to spare the protein in your diet to do its job, which is repair and rebuild muscle tissue. And that brings up an important point and one that I'd like to speak to. There are a lot of guys and some ladies that I speak to that are consuming more protein than carbs in their diet. And I'm not talking about people on ketogenic diets. Protein is important, yes, but too much of it teaches your body to burn protein for fuel. And that is an expensive, metabolically inefficient proposition that throws off a lot of metabolic waste in the form of urea and ammonia. In fact, if your sweat smells like ammonia or cat urine, you know you're going overboard. Your body is literally chewing up either muscle tissue or the amino acids for energy. A good rule of thumb is a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to start with a lesser amount of healthy fats. Now, it's difficult to make a blanket recommendation given, you know, I'm speaking to ectomorphs, mesomorphs, endomorphs, men and women. But generally speaking, if you're talking about fueling, exercise that's steered towards high-intensity weight training coupled with cardio, I like to start 55% carbs, 25% protein, and 20% healthy fats. The key is in the timing of when to get those carbohydrates, and then adjusting up or down as your needs may dictate. I do appreciate your comments on Tranquilogen. It's only been out for around 3 weeks, and the vast majority of feedback we're getting is very positive. It is a quote-unquote strong product. We loaded it up with actives in every cap, meaning start with just one. That's the best that I can give. For what it's worth, my next product will be a pre-workout. It's not, however, going to be a dirty stimulant. It's not going to be anything that, you know, leaves you feeling jittery or nothing of the sort. But more on that at a later date.
The next question comes from Rob Robertson. He says, hey, Rob. A lot of Robs in this question here. Hey, Rob, yeah. I have a question about for the Blueprint Power Hour. Does DIM, diindol methane, actually control estrogen production? It seems to be the newest, hottest product since pro-hormones. Really? DIM has been around for a long, long time. Thank you for your tip on the use of glycerin before bedtime for bladder control. And someone just asked me about that. That's funny. Someone asked a question on Casual Friday. What was it called that Rob suggested for bladder control? And so it's glycerin.
Yeah,
I forgot. I was up every 2 to 3 hours and now only once a night and actually have 5 to 6 hours of sleep. 10 milliliters, 2 teaspoons, works great for me. Please pass it on. And that's from Rob Robertson, part of the Blueprint Army. He's a member of the Scottish Regiment in Scotland. There you go.
The Army's all over the world.
There you go.
I have to tell you, I was absolutely floored at the number of emails that I received thanking me for that glycerol tip last week before bed. It seems a lot of us suffer from, you know, having to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and it's especially problematic. It gets worse as you age. On top of that, we as lifters tend to eat and drink a lot of everything, right? A lot of us are drinking a gallon of water a day or more. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with staying well hydrated. But needless to say, it does tend to familiarize you with every local bathroom. And worse, it disrupts sleep. So for those that haven't tried it yet, yeah, glycerin, a tablespoon or two, or glycerol monostearate prior to bed works. Give that a shot. Now, with respect to DIM or diindol methane, it really is, as you said, old news. It's been around a long time. It's found in cruciferous vegetables, and it is tasteless and odorless, and is usually touted as a highly bioavailable form of indole 3 carbinol. There's only one problem. DIM hasn't been extensively tested in humans. In fact, I couldn't find a single published study done on humans. And that's a critical difference between DIM and indole 3 carbinol. One of the other problems that DIM is that because human studies haven't been done, nobody knows the proper dose, which would explain the wide range of dosage suggestions given by manufacturers. You're going to see everything from 50 to 400 milligrams. In separate studies using different amounts, researchers observed completely opposite results given DIM's effect on the estrogen receptor in vitro, T equals test tube, as opposed to in vivo or in the body. Worse, according to at least one study, when DIM was administered by itself, it had the potential to actually provoke the growth of human breast cancer cells. The same does not occur when indole 3 carbinol is used under similar conditions. Here's the good news. Indole 3 carbinol does have human studies showing safety and efficacy. In fact, research on I3C dates back to the 1960s when it was investigated for its action against chemical carcinogens. And since that time, researchers have been able to show that indole 3 carbinol has powerful and diverse ways of stopping cancer, positively modulating estrogen, especially in males, and exhibiting some pretty profound antioxidant activity. dosing and product recommendations. If you're interested in seeing what it can do for you, I would suggest looking into Now Foods. They make an indole 3-carbinol product at a dose of 400 milligrams a day. It comes in a bottle of 60, 200 milligrams per veggie cap, and retails for around $13. I think you might find that on True Nutrition and or Orbit. I hope that helps, Rob.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you're right. And ironically, DIM was first popularized around the time when pro-hormones came to the forefront. And as one of those pro-hormones that came to the forefront was androstenotrione,
right,
which was popularized by Patrick Arnold. And hence, the reason that even indole 3-carbinol, as well as DIM, didn't really take off because they were overshadowed by hormonal-based, much more efficient, much more effective aromatase inhibitors, which came out right on the heels of everybody thinking, hey, you know, we just need some DIM or D3. No, we had androstenotrione to go to right away.
Do you remember ATD?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God, did that stuff crush.
Oh, everybody who used ATD complained within the first couple of days of losing libido. Feeling depressed. I mean, I think ATD actually was a dangerously powerful aromatase inhibitor because it was so effective at low doses that it literally blanched your body of all estrogen, and it made guys sick.
Yeah, and the great irony is, you know, most guys don't realize it, but a little estrogen is needed for libido, because what you saw was guys that were down in, you know, even moderate doses of ATD, their girlfriends are like, what the hell's going on? This guy's got no interest in me anymore.
And testosterone levels were going through the roof in those guys. They were getting blood work. They were going, but I don't understand it. My testosterone levels doubled. I don't understand what's going on. Well, I'll tell you why, because the other half of the equation is estrogen. And, you know, this is why when doctors prescribe things like anastrozole, you only see them giving you a half a milligram or 1 milligram every second, every third day, because anastrozole is notorious for doing the same thing when taken. There's a lot of guys out there that they're running maybe 500 milligrams or a gram a week of aromatizing androgens, and they think, well, I'll just take a milligram of anastrozole a day, and by the end of 5 days, they lose their libido completely.
Yeah. To say nothing of what it does to your HDL or good cholesterol.
And to say nothing of what it does to your brain. It leaves your brain exposed to dangerous damage, neuronal damage. You need some estrogen. So that's why doctors in the know will dose it every second, every third, sometimes just twice a week. They'll say, just take it twice a week. Take it on the days that you take your injection.
Yep.
Cause suppression of, complete suppression of estrogen is a very, very risky thing. I don't care if it does raise testosterone. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that hasn't been talked about in a long time. Phenibut. It's going to be a great discussion. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocreme. Kinetocreme is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocreme.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocreme on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocreme by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocreme. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. In a moment, we're going to be talking about fenibut. Before that, we have to talk about a pec tear. But before that, we have to ask a question of Rob Regish. So, Clay Tisdale, who listens from California live all the time, is one of the Superhuman Nation, ask Rob where I can get glycerol and what product does he suggest. Do you have a suggestion on glycerol, Rob?
Glycerin, USP grade glycerin, is available as close as your local drugstore. You're going to find it in the nail care section and that sort of thing. It's used as a moisturizer for the skin, and there's usually a warning on it that says not for ingestion. You know, the reality is I've used plenty of it orally. It is sickeningly sweet. Yeah. But it does the job. So the closest place you can get it is at your drugstore.
Rob, do you think the reason that they say not for oral ingestion is because it's not made in a hygienically, the plant that makes it is not keeping tabs on it because it's not being consumed. It's just being put externally on the skin.
You know, it could be the former, but as we're going to find out in the blueprint tip of the day, you know, because it was made in a quote-unquote sterile drug manufacturing facility doesn't mean jack these days. And if you don't believe that, just ask a whole bunch of people that are, well, you can't ask them because they're dead because of unsterile methylprednisone that was made by New England Compounding Pharmacy. But You can get it there, or the other place, the other thing that you want to look for is glycerol monostearate. And that is a powder. It is not a liquid, it is a powder, that can be mixed into juice, water, protein drinks, etc. And you'll find that at Orbit Nutrition, True Nutrition, too.
Okay. All right, so now let's go to the next question. Hold on a second. This comes from Frank Robles. He says, what would be the best protocol when returning to the gym after tearing a pec?
Yeah, Frank's a great friend. He's a fellow member of the Blueprint Army, and he's local here. He called me a few months back from the ER, and he had torn his pec flipping a 1,000-pound tire. So Frank is a hoss, and in more ways than just physically. He's got some incredible emotional strength, too, and spiritual. But having said that, we all incur injuries from time to time, and sometimes they're serious, such as this, requiring surgery, and they put us out of action for a while. When you do come back from an injury, though, you need to take two things into consideration. One, of course, the physical healing, but secondly, retraining the mind not to be gun-shy. And I can tell you from experience, the latter is more difficult sometimes than the former because the body has an amazing ability to heal itself. Not so easy, though, is losing that memory of tearing a tendon, ligament, or muscle from bone, which is exactly what happened in Frank's case. So having said that, let's talk about what you can do to get back in the game. First, you want to get an estimate from your doctor as to how long it typically takes to rehab that particular type of injury. Now, why is that important? Because it gives you a baseline, and it'll tell you if what you're doing is either helping or hurting. If you're ahead of schedule, then what you're doing is working. If you're behind schedule, it gives you the opportunity to troubleshoot and auto-correct. Second, I'm no fan of painkillers or bed rest, which many doctors are all too happy to prescribe. Pain, and I mean, unless it's something that threatens to, you know, render you unconscious, it's the body's way of providing feedback, telling you when enough is enough. And painkillers, unfortunately, mask that feedback and can lead to further injury, to say nothing of the addiction potential of some of the narcotics. On the bed rest, even mainstream medical doctors are coming around on that point these days. You know, leaving that whip in the sling for too long leads to atrophy, and you should be working it as soon as possible. So here then would be my suggestions for rehabbing a torn pec. You're going to begin by using tube movements, a very simple push and a pull. The push is going to be a one-arm barbell jammer press. We've discussed that before. And the other is going to be a one-arm, palms-up, lat pull-down. Now, both of those I carefully selected to keep the elbow in line with the body, which is the anatomically correct position when pushing and pulling. Next, you're going to train twice a week, roughly, in a heavy and light format. The light sessions consist of, generally speaking, 5 sets of 15 to 20 reps with just about a minute in between sets, and that is all about blood flow. It's the reason why tendons and ligaments are notoriously slow to heal. They have much poorer blood flow than the muscles do. So by flushing the area with high reps, you bring fresh nutrients into the muscle, right, from your diet to improve the healing, and you also bring waste products out or flush them out. You should expect to go very light the first time out of the gate. That's just common sense. Look to add tiny increments from workout to workout. And you also, it's just my opinion, but you should be training your good side, you know, as hard as you normally do. Don't let up. Your heavy day should be in the form of, let's say, 5x5 format. Now, heavy is going to be a relative term now that you're injured, but it should be such that it's nothing painful and nothing, let's say, challenging out of the gate. Thereafter, the objective is to complete your sets and reps in perfect form with no pain while gradually increasing the weight from workout to workout. That strategy takes advantage of rep and volume cycling, which builds strength and confidence over time. I'd also suggest some sled dragging, particularly in this type of injury. Why? Because dragging the sled is pure concentric exercise, meaning there is no lowering of the weight, which we know is responsible for the majority of the muscle damage. Now, there too, you're going to see blood flow as the goal, and it's best to start light. Say 6 trips of 120 feet, drag the sled forwards and backwards using a benching type of motion when you're walking forward. Try a pronated grip, it's going to be easiest. And when you're dragging it backward, an upright row type of motion. That can take the place of a high rep day, by the way, if you needed to, or ideally be performed in between sessions, in between those workouts. It undeniably ups workload capacity, heals injuries, and builds a bigger base for the athlete to springboard off of when he or she eventually gets back into the gym. Finally, there are certain supplements that do help a lot here. Things like curcumin, Cesis, Phoenix Kinetic Cream, and Boswellia. Boswellia cerulata, I think, is something that we've spoken about before on the show, as well as ginger, quality ginger extract. Icing the injury after each session is likewise an excellent idea, and it's best done with a Dixie cup. All you do is fill it up with water, freeze it, and then immediately post-session ice it by gradually peeling away the Dixie cup until the ice is gone. If you want to kick that up a notch, add some cayenne pepper. It works like a charm for me. There's your Icy Hot. Homemade. Dirt cheap. Hope that helps, Frank.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a topic that was first discussed on the boards probably over a decade ago. And that is about Phenibut. For those of you who remember Phenibut, Pat Arnold is the person who introduced Phenibut to the marketplace. And it quickly became a big rave, almost like a rave drug. But
yeah,
there's a lot to discuss about this. It's a very, very interesting compound. And we have a really good question from a listener. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint 3.0. Get the Blueprint 3.0 plus 3 months free of the Blueprint Bulletin plus the Superhuman University course. Add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout, all for the price of the Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. This question comes from Tom Pencer. He says, I love your work and all that you provide for us on the show. I have a question for you. Health Supplements Wholesalers is having a sale on Fenibut, or Fenibut, depending on how you want to pronounce it, this weekend. I'm getting low on my GABA supplies, and I was wondering, do you think that Fenibut helps GH, growth hormone release, like GABA does?
Yeah, well, the short answer to your question, Tom, is no. There is no evidence that I could find that Fenibut boosts growth hormone. And I had the same question. And I asked the same question of Patrick Arnold a couple years ago, as a matter of fact. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, his answer was the same. Fenibut is, you'll also see it referred to as phenyl GABA, and that is because, at its simplest, a phenyl group is attached to GABA, gamma amino butyric acid, allowing it to cross the blood-brain barrier, with ease. Now, you're absolutely correct. You know, in this country it was introduced by PAP and it's still out there. But going back a bit, it was originally discovered in the Soviet Union in the 1960s and there was used to treat a wide range of ailments including post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and insomnia. It binds to the GABA-B receptor, the same receptor that's responsible for the sedative effects of the prescription drug baclofen. Now that's not as well known as your typical, what is it, Xanax?
Yeah, benzodiazepines, but they right. All act on the GABA receptor, as you're pointing out, to some degree.
Yeah. Now, here's some interesting tidbits, because I briefly considered this for Tranquilogen.
I was just going to say, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that, but I remember when you were working on Tranquilogen, one of the things you told me was you were considering putting it in there, but then you decided not to. Why?
Well, there's a downside to Fenibut. And I'm going to get there in just a second. But it was interesting to note, when I really started digging into this, Fenibut was standard issue for Soviet cosmonauts in their medical kit. Because what they found was that unlike traditional tranquilizers, which impaired their ability to do work, Fenibut did not adversely affect their performance in a very narrow dose range.
I was just going to say, how low of a dose were they taking to experience this ability to be relaxed but not sedated?
Yeah, well, here are the problems with Fenibut, okay? Number one, tolerance develops rapidly. rapidly. As anybody that's ever used this stuff can tell you, in a matter of days, it takes ever-increasing dosages to get the same effect, and this stuff ain't cheap. Second, and this is the big one, the risk of addiction is very, very real. And then finally, you can get into trouble with this stuff if you take too much, and I mean a lot of trouble. This is not like your standard, oh, I took it and I think it worked. No, you take too much of this stuff and you're going to know it pronto. Or I should say, you're going to know it within a couple of hours because it does take some time to kick in. And that's where a lot of people got in trouble, right?
I thought you were going to say you're going to know in a couple hours because that's how long it's going to take to wear off for you to wake up.
Well, part of the problem was when it was introduced, you know, people would take a couple hundred milligrams and sit around for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and they're like, what's going on? I take some more. It's not working. Well, about 90 minutes later, they were either passed out or, you know, incoherent. It has a long, long half-life, and it just causes a lot of problems to the point where I knew somebody who screwed up their bulk powder dose so badly, he couldn't read a digital clock from a foot away. And no, I am not joking. The heaving, the inability to sleep despite the lethargy that it produces, it can be a living hell. And I know more than a few folks that have been in rehab for it. Okay? It's not toxic like alcohol. It's not going to destroy your liver. It's not going to do these things. It does impart a sense of, you know, your inhibitions are gone. But there's all these downsides to it. I just couldn't put it in a product, you know, with my name on it, knowing that there were people that might get addicted to it. So it begs the question, why do athletes use it? You know, honestly, it beats me. There's a smidgen of evidence it improves work capacity, but not by much. Now, that isn't to say individuals can't use it responsibly. It was a chilling out type of thing from time to time, but the temptation just, it's too much for too many people. If it is GH release you're looking for, here are my top three picks, Tom. One, straight GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. 3-gram dose prior to training resulted in a 480% increase in biologically active growth hormone, and that was seen in men in their 20s. I've cited that fairly often. I can certainly back that up, anybody wants to email me. Second, mucuna purines, a.k.a. red velvet bean. The effects of L-DOPA, which are found in mucuna, on growth hormone levels are well documented. Most products on the market are 40% extracts, meaning 250 milligrams equals 100 milligrams of L-DOPA. And that's one where you're going to want to proceed cautiously, though, starting at about 100 milligrams a day and graduating up to no more than 500 milligrams in divided doses if necessary. More is not better. It's a lot like Fenibut and other stuff. So just please keep that in mind. And then third, finally, the big one that's overlooked, you want to up growth hormone? Train fasted or practice intermittent fasting. And it's often overlooked because it's free. The fact is, the longer you fast, generally speaking, the higher growth hormone levels go. Now, you throw the correct training and then diet on top of that, and you're going to be pumping out buckets of growth hormone compared to the person that isn't. It's outside the context of discussion, but GH is not the end game. IGF-1 is. And when you have IGF-1 and the other growth factors, you know, swimming around muscle tissue with all of the essential amino acids and food, let's face it, food, the basics, you're going to grow a lot more muscle. So those are my top three picks, Tom. But the short answer to your question is no. Phenyl GABA or Fenibut does not boost growth hormone.
And I've played around with it a little bit in low doses. And the most I've ever taken at bedtime as a sleep aid, I think, was about 180 or 190 milligrams. And I can tell you that the sleep was not restful. It was similar to that which is experienced probably by people who take prescription sleep aids, in that at its onset, I became so lethargic and tired that I fell right to sleep. I don't even remember falling asleep. That's how powerful it is when it comes on. If you take it on an empty stomach before sleep, about 45 minutes or so before sleep. With that being said, I woke up in the morning and I didn't feel rested. If anything, I felt, what's the word I'm looking for? Like hungover. Of a drug hangover. It wasn't, and it didn't clear up. It's not like, well, once I woke up and had some coffee, it went away. The dumbness in my brain didn't go away for hours in the morning. And I can tell you something else. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful muscle relaxer. This is not necessarily good for those of us out there who are older, and snore, because I snored my worst, gasping for air at my worst, when I used Phenibute.
Is that right?
Yeah, it put me into such a deep sleep that everything in my facial muscles just must have collapsed, and my body just collapsed. And I didn't move the whole night. I always move. I start out on my back. I end up on my side. I end up on another side. Maybe, you know, throughout the night, I move two or three times. I didn't move. It was like somebody poured me into the bed. In the morning when I woke up, I was laying right there. So
yeah,
I don't think Phenibute is a good thing. And I know a lot of people used to, back in the day, Rob, when we first started hearing about Phenibute on the boards, a lot of people who suffered from quote unquote social anxiety disorder were saying Phenibute was great. I took a little bit before I went out. I was so calm and relaxed. But the problem was on day 3 and 4, they had to take more and more. And then all of a sudden it went from being able to be calm and relaxed to actually being quasi sedated when they went out.
Yeah, well, Pat himself has said, look, if I were to do a product again, I don't think I'd put Phenibute in it, because if I'm not mistaken, his psychotropin contained half a gram or a gram of it. And that was a great product, but it was not just Phenibute. But again, you know, here's the guy who knows more about it than anyone, saying, if I had to do it over again, probably wouldn't use it.
Yeah, and he brought it to the market here in the United States, so that tells you something right there.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good questions from listeners. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We shall return.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office, because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by the Blueprint 3.0. Okay, the next question comes from Dennis Rogowski. I'm loving Tranquilogen. Almost killed my first bottle. If possible, can you discuss on today's show why I need to take some time off from Tranquilogen? Because I damn well don't want to. I've been doing 2 caps a day for almost 3 weeks, one after my evening workout and one at bedtime. Really feel it helps wind me down quickly and imparts a sense of serenity, very noticeable, which is why I haven't taken it during the day before I work out. I take my first dose at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. with dinner and second dose 30 minutes before bed around 11 with melatonin. I haven't moved up to 3 caps yet because I want to understand the recommendations for time off first. Either way, you've got a real winner here, Rob.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful, Dennis, to hear that Tranquilogen is working as advertised. Your feedback, by the way, is consistent with the vast majority who have tried it. It does impart a very noticeable out-of-the-gate feeling. To clarify the dosing, I usually espouse 2 different ways to use it or to cycle it. Number one, 5 days on and 2 days off, or use it for 3 weeks continuously and then take a 1 week break. Which brings us to why the recommendation to come off periodically. Really, there are two. First, it's my opinion that virtually any used continuously will result in diminished efficacy, meaning the longer you use a supplement, the drug, whatever, what have you, the less responsive your body may be to its effects. And secondly, it is consistent with Dr. Israel Breckham's research on the topic. So for those unfamiliar, Dr. Breckman was a renowned Soviet scientist and widely considered to be the father of adaptogens. His work spanned almost 45 years. I think he died in 96. And it revealed much insofar as their optimal use, not only in sport, but in other areas of interest to the Soviets that were studying it. There was research on cosmonauts, on athletes, and on factory workers. They were all used as test subjects. He was a visionary who, along with a team of about 1,200 biologists and physicians, analyzed and investigated many different adaptogens, validating both their safety and efficacy. And for what it's worth, rhodiola was the most intensely studied adaptogen that the Soviets looked at. And that's coming from a guy who loves, you know, ecdysterone, which is another adaptogen. But the truth is the truth. They were really focused on rhodiola. To clarify his position, and as a general rule, adaptogens work best when under extreme stress. Then a short break is taken prior to resuming use. Now that squared up precisely with Rick Bruner's philosophies on the subject. Rick was the former CEO of Atletica, who brought Retibol and other legitimate adaptogens to the West for the very first time, circa 1989-1990. I had many, many discussions with Mr. Bruner. He's since out of the business as far as I can tell. But here's the bottom line. Using Tranquilogen daily is tempting, if nothing else, because it's feelable. You know, it's like it takes the edge off. It would be irresponsible of me, though, to recommend that, given the decades of literature on the ingredients, as well as my own 20-plus year history with the compounds in question. And while I can't point to the fact that daily use would be detrimental, you know, let's face it, a lot of us use a lot of supplements day in and day out. It just makes good physiological and financial sense. Taking a break periodically, this goes for any product, not just mine, but taking a periodic break affords you the opportunity to better evaluate any given product's efficacy. And it also gives you that product's punch, if you will, if it works for you when you need it most. So I'm glad you like it, Dennis. I would still recommend taking periodic breaks. But yeah, the feedback continues to roll in, and it's very positive across the board.
Okay, let's see what we got next here. This one comes from Trevor Reinholdt. He said, I see you're big on curcumin. And perhaps rightfully so. A quick web search brought up a lot of benefits. Realistically, though, how much bang for the buck does curcumin add versus someone not supplementing with it at all?
Yeah, you know, he brings up a really good point. So I'll try to make this quick. But first, let's consider the short list of curcumin's benefits. It regenerates muscle 5 times faster than placebo. That's not a supplement-funded study, by the way. That was the U.S. Army. It inhibits conversion of amino acids to glucose. It increases nitric oxide. It exerts potent anti-inflammatory effects, alleviates pain, cognitive decline, is a glucose disposal agent, and is an analgesic on par with ibuprofen. Interestingly enough, it's also been shown to preserve testosterone levels when co-administered with a drug that causes testosterone reduction. Metronidazole, I think it is. In any case, I could go on and on, but wish to draw your attention to one particular attribute that curcumin has, and it's this. Its ability to inhibit conversion of amino acids into glucose. So let's be honest, right? Most people training today want to look lean and muscular. It's not the big at all cost, you know, era that it was when I grew up. Yet, to do that, you walk a fine line, and there is no safety net. It's a tightrope. Your calories can't be too low, they can't be too high, and your training needs to stimulate muscle growth without annihilating yourself and overtraining. Add stress on top of that, work, et cetera, all of that conspires to risk a state of glucogenesis. Now, what is glucogenesis? It's a reaction whereby molecules like pyruvate, glycerol, lactate, and the amino acids alanine and glutamine are converted into glucose in your liver. Those amino acids, by the way, unfortunately, come out of your muscles, and that's bad news. Your body is breaking down your muscles to fuel this glucogenesis. Now, this isn't the full-blown glucogenesis that you see in somebody that's on a ketogenic diet. But it is detrimental, and it can tip the scales from your body building muscle tissue to your body losing muscle tissue. What I'm saying is curcumin is your safety net because it tilts the anabolic-catabolic equation back into your favor. And whether it's my product or somebody else's, using curcumin that person has a big advantage over somebody that isn't, in my opinion, especially in that scenario. And I base my opinion upon an ever-growing body of research, studies done both here and abroad, many of which are not funded by the supplement industry. So take that for what it's worth. I hope that helps, Trevor.
I think it does. We have to take a quick commercial break. And we've got more questions, right, Rob? I know you have some that I don't even have here, or do you want me to just continue to go from this list when we come back?
Well, we can go with a couple more listener questions, or we can go right into the tip of the day, which is a brief one, but it's powerful because it has implications for all of us that are in this.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Rob and I will make a decision during the break here when I talk to him. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We shall return.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So here's what we decided. The Blueprint tip of the day, because we've got lots of other questions, but we're going to roll those into the next Blueprint Power Hour. The Blueprint tip of the day: the war on dietary supplements and what you can do about it. I love talking about the FDA. Come on.
Well, this is going to be a short one, but it's a powerful one. So I'm hoping this is going to stir some people to action. It is no secret that the FDA, the DEA, and other three-letter federal agencies in our government, they're waging a war on your right to use dietary supplements. And as usual, it goes back to big pharma, big money, corporate America, and the greenback gods that those bastards serve. Can you tell I don't like them? To be certain, we haven't helped ourselves in some instances, but the crusade against the right to improve your health and performance via natural supplements is out of control. And the crusade began a long time ago. The problem is it's gathering steam again. So much so, I thought it high time to illustrate just how far they will go to put people out of business and severely curtail your right to use nutritional supplements. This applies not just to athletes listening, but to everyone that's interested in alternative medicine and natural approaches to managing stress, disease, and aging. What follows is a true story of what happened 13 years ago and what has only accelerated since then. In the year 2000, an FDA inspector showed up at the Life Extension Foundation demanding samples of various products to be analyzed. By all accounts, the inspector was belligerent and was likely expecting a legal challenge to provide the samples that he requested. Instead, Life Extension's quality control supervisor provided the products in question, but not before informing the inspector that identical lot numbers would be sent to two independent labs to be assayed to verify any findings the FDA came back with. Here's how bad things got. During that initial inspection, the FDA agent repeatedly threatened to imprison Life Extension personnel if any problems were found. Life Extension responded by saying that the products had already been assayed, that they were confident, and they had no concerns about what the FDA might find. Within 10 days, the results came back from those two independent labs on all products. And upon submitting the assays to the FDA inspector, along with a file cabinet full of quantitative analysis data, the FDA inspector said he was calling off the investigation. And when asked if the samples that the Life Extension Foundation provided met the FDA standards, the agents informed Life Extension that they were never even submitted. And the reason given by the agent, the FDA agent, was because of the quality control procedures he observed being analogous to those used by drug manufacturers. Now, you'd think that'd be the end of it, right? Nope. They were back again in 2012, and once again, they got sent home packing. The interesting part of this story is the quote-unquote high regard the FDA has for the quality control of big drug manufacturers and related companies. Pop quiz. What's the number one killer of Americans today? If you guess heart disease or cancer, you're wrong. It's prescription drugs. And here's the punchline. In their prescribed dosages. In fact, in late 2012, the public got a wake-up call that all wasn't sterile in Big Pharma's ivory towers, because that year, hundreds of people contracted fungal meningitis from injectable methylprednisone, manufactured by New England Compounding Pharmacy. Many of those people died. Here's the real crime. As long ago as in 2002, the FDA was aware of unsanitary conditions at that facility. In fact, in that same year, the FDA informed the Massachusetts State Board of Pharmacy of an adverse reaction related to their methylprednisone, the very same drug that would go on to kill people 10 years later. The fact of the matter is that the FDA knew of these unsafe conditions in the lab and failed to act, which in turn resulted in people dying. Now, I'm no lawyer, but in any venue, that is negligence. With that out of the way, let's talk now about what you can do about this. First, make your voice heard, and yes, it still works. There is a very large, powerful demographic in this country called the baby boomers. They vote in droves, and our elected officials know it. So when they write and call, Congress listens. Now, that isn't to say that us younger folks shouldn't be doing the same, because as I've already illustrated, the crusaders will stop at nothing until they achieve their goal of removing all dietary supplements or having them regulated into oblivion if they can't successfully remove them altogether from the market. Second, vote with your dollars, meaning if you're going to buy products, purchase them from companies with a reputation for quality, longevity, and adherence to certified good manufacturing processes. Third, as an industry, let's stop bashing each other. It is difficult to mobilize an army that's fighting amongst itself, and the government no doubt loves this, because divide and conquer works just as well today as it did 1,000 years ago. When we fight amongst ourselves, we're really helping the FDA. Last but not least, sign up today for your free Life Extension Foundation membership. It comes with a $25 product credit. It's right on the Superhuman Radio homepage. Now sure, free product is nice, but the monthly literature that they send, they have a very nice magazine, as well as email updates that keep you on the cutting edge of breakthroughs in nutrition, diet, and supplementation for a longer and healthier life. More importantly, Life Extension Foundation is far and away the best defense we have in the war on supplements. The crusaders aren't stopping, and we shouldn't either. Vigilance is paramount, and you simply will not find another organization so passionate, committed, and determined to keep your rights to use dietary supplements intact. Please, make that decision today to be heard and become part of the Life Extension Foundation. It's going to send a message.
It's a great message. It really is. And there's no single organization out there who does what Life Extension Foundation does when it comes to, I mean, they've fought and won. They fought the FDA and won several times. I don't know any other organization that can say that. And in fact, it's what really created the mission that Bill Falloon set out to achieve. And that was not to be run over by the FDA when good information about good supplementation was being provided to people. And,
right.
It really is. They're the single, you can join and you can feel confident that while you're getting something, a monthly magazine subscription, discounts on supplements and so on, that you're actually helping a cause that is going to protect your rights as a consumer to continue to be able to buy supplements, whether you buy them from LEF or not.
They really are a great company. They have a lot of clout, and clout is exactly what we need because, you know, we can rant and rave all day long. You know, you can get angry. That doesn't get it done. You know, what gets it done is a unified message brought to the steps of Capitol Hill in this country to say, enough is enough. No more government in our pantry.
Yeah, sounds good. Great message. Great, great message. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the Blueprint Power Hour. It went a little bit longer than an hour, which is always nice. And we do have a lot of other questions that we didn't get to during this session, but we absolutely will get to them next week. You can always send your questions. Where would you prefer people send their questions, Rob?
You know, if you could post on my Facebook page, that'd be nice. I get a lot through email. I get texts. I get phone calls. But if you could post them on Coach Rob Regish on Facebook, it's a nice centralized resource such that I can pick them up, start researching if I need to, And Dan Rollins, I'm already working on your questions for next week.
There you go. All right, well, thank you for listening today. Rob, thanks for everything you do.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.